How did you get online? What was your first effort online in business?
Well, I had a fitness background. I was a personal trainer, and I was researching just some training articles online back in 2004, and I saw an advertisement on how to make money on the internet as a fitness professional and publishing online and doing all this internet marketing. So I thought about it for a while. I finally bought the product. It was about a $300 product, and it was, I gotta give props, it was a Ryan Lee product. Mm. Ryan Lee's a great guy. I'm good friends with him now, and that's what started it all. That was the basic stuff of learning how to publish online and make websites and info products and build newsletter lists and all that stuff. And that's what started it. That's what got the wheels spinning. And I immediately started writing my first product, The Truth About Six-Pack Abs, which was, I just knew there was a demand for that because I was a personal trainer, and that was 90% of the questions I would get would be about abs and fat loss. So didn't work for a couple of years, and then, I got the product done. That was the easiest part. And it took a couple of years to learn the marketing, and that was the challenging part. But then there was definitely, once you get sort of over this hump and learn the marketing, it got a lot easier, and that's when my business exploded a few years ago.
So the key there, Mike, was not to give up.
Exactly.
You still had a day job then, I assume?
I had a day job for about 2 or 3 years while I was trying to build up the internet business, and was finally able to quit that day job when the internet business sort of exploded. And
if you were to go back to where you were at the beginning, what was the thing that made the big difference, 2 years to three? What was the thing that eventually made the big breakthrough? What item of knowledge did it take?
Well, I can be honest and say that I was about to give up. After about a year, I had made the product, made the website, and I kind of had these false hopes that I would just build it and they would come. I would build the website and I would just start getting these massive amounts of sales and everything would take off. And I didn't realize you actually had to work really hard to drive traffic and do, get exposure for your site. So it took a while to learn that. And because I didn't give up, a couple of years later, things started taking off. And I think the biggest shift for me that was changing my mindset. And, I'd love to say that it was a specific miracle technique that I learned that just exploded everything. And to be honest, there was a few things like search engine optimization, pay-per-click. There was some individual tactics that I learned that, that really did take things to the next level. But what started all that was changing my mindset about, I can do this and really thinking a lot bigger and just getting that shift from thinking small and thinking about working for exchanging dollars for hours to thinking big and selling my product to the entire world.
And as we said earlier, actually something like 500,000 copies or something been downloaded now?
Between my English version is probably 300,000 copies, and now I have Spanish, German, and French versions too, so probably close to, I haven't kept exact tabs on it, but probably somewhere close to 500,000 copies now of my product for a self-published
product. And I think the important distinction to make there is, and very good gracious of you to say, you were almost ready to give up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little frustrating after about a year and you've only made like 2 sales.
Right. I mean, how many things did you try that didn't work? I mean, how many products did you learn about search engine optimization and you're trying to get out there and things didn't work?
I mean, there was...
You probably have to have some perseverance to be able to go through.
So. Definitely. For that first year and a half, I was trying article marketing and trying a little bit of pay-per-click and I couldn't get it to work, trying to get some search engine optimization. But, that takes time, especially search engine optimization. And it just took some time to really learn how to get it to all come together, make the sales copy work, get the traffic, and make it all come together and make it a success. Because you got to have every piece to the puzzle. If you can get traffic but you can't convert it, then you're missing a piece. Mm-hmm. If you have great conversions but you don't know how to get traffic, you're missing a piece. you know, partnerships.
So, was there anybody in particular who taught you what you needed to do? Was there any particular material you bought or mentored or masterminded?
Well, for me, for the first few years, to be honest, I never went to any high-priced events. I never bought any high-priced products. I bought dozens of individual low-priced ebooks to learn a lot of different skills. And a lot of those just, you know, $37, $47 ebooks, I learned a lot of really cool marketing, you know, techniques, and eventually was able to kind of put them all together and start driving a lot of traffic.
I think it's a good one, Mike, because you see, so many people talk about the internet lifestyle and they say things like, hey, 6 weeks later, I'm a millionaire, or this happened or that happened. So it's great. And obviously, I think sometimes there's more encouragement for people realizing that it took longer than a few weeks to get this to work, because sometimes it does take a year or two. But the important thing is to persevere. And sometimes, actually, one very important distinction I make to people is that having a day job is still a good bet, you know? I mean, you don't give that up until you're ready to give it up, because it's important as well.
But I can say that probably the best thing I ever did was quitting my day job. Once I was confident enough that I was pretty consistent and making a good income online, the day that I quit my day job was probably the best day of my life. And I can say that the next month after I quit my day job was when I finally exploded my business. My business doubled the next month after
so
I quit.
So some
my day
people,
job.
When they're just at that, they're getting both to work.
Yeah.
That's, if they really make the internet business work further, they have to give up the
that's
day
the
job.
That's the point. Actually, I have a friend right now who has a started a website and has started to do pretty well with it in the water filter business. And he told me he was finally at the point where he was making as much with the website as he was with his day job. And I told him, best thing I ever did was when I got to that point was quitting my day job, because now you're going to have 100% mental energy on your what you want to do.
And focus. That's amazing.
And focus. Yeah. And so he's doing that right now. He's quitting his day job and going to focus on the online business.
Mm-hmm. Tell him how much money you invested in yourself the first year, 2 years, and failed attempts and pay-per-click campaigns before.
Well, I didn't have much money to invest, but I did.
Don't.
Like I said, I did make a lot of small investments at a time. You know, buying a lot of $50 ebooks. Just I wanted to keep learning, and I can say there probably wasn't a day that went by that I wasn't learning more. I didn't buy a book.
I think that is the one point which often is. You have to keep learning, you know, and I, one thing I've, the biggest and best internet marketers I know, you think about Mike Koenigs, you know, Mike, Frank Kern, those guys are learning all the time, you know.
We're still learning.
And they don't give up, you know, and that's why they're the top of what they're doing.
Even though my business does well now, I haven't stopped and just, you know, trying to ride the coattails and never work. I'm still learning every day.